Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform all over social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 6 years strong, 6 years, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about, why do narcissists lie to themselves, to ourselves? Nobody is exempt from a narcissist's lies, including the narcissistic person themselves. Isn't that something, y'all? Nobody is exempt. Nobody escapes the radius of the nuclear lie bombs that narcissists drop, including themselves. If I'm the narcissist and I'm lying to you and I'm the nuclear narcissistic bomb, I blow up too. You see what I'm saying? I blow up. I'm destroying myself more. You see what I'm saying? Catastrophic, like nuclear bombs or any kind of bomb, any kind of projectile, causes catastrophic destruction to the things around it, but it also destroys, it also gets destroyed as well. You know what I mean? A grenade, a little lying grenade, if I pull the pin, on a grenade and I hold it, I blow up too. You may, everybody around me might get a little piece, but I blow up too. So narcissists lie to themselves as well, y'all. That's part of it. It's part of it. I know people are just like, but why do they lie to themselves? Why? You know? Why do they lie to themselves? Why do they lie to themselves? Y'all, if you can guess what I'm going to say, you know, if you can guess what I'm going to say, you got it. Shame. Narcissists lie to themselves to avoid or get rid of shame. At the bottom line, at the baseline, that's why, right there. Just to avoid, they want to get rid of the shame. The shame, y'all know I call it the shame monster, because shame is absolutely a monster to narcissists and toxic people. It just is. Shame is monstrous. It is. You know, I tell these people, like, shame is a monster that just is scary to narcissists. Like, shame destroys narcissistic people from inside out. Shame is not only a monster, but it's also a virus. So shame eats away at the narcissistic person if they don't get rid of it. We have to shake it loose, you know. And lying to ourselves is kind of like the antidote. It's kind of like the antivirus. Just like, you know, just put it. It's kind of like a little EpiPen. Like, put it in your leg. You know, got my little lying ass EpiPen. Like, shame is getting me. I'm having an episode. I'm having an accountability attack. You just pull out the little lion ass EpiPen and you just stick it in your leg. Yeah, you stick it in your leg and you just, good lie. Lie to myself again. Because we have to convince ourselves that we are not bad people. That's why we got to shake loose of shame. In order to get rid of shame, we have to convince ourselves. We have to go above and beyond to convince ourselves that we are not bad people. We have to. So that's why we lie to ourselves. We have to convince ourselves that we are not bad people, even when we do bad things. So we lie to ourselves to convince ourselves that it is your fault. That's why you get a lot of narcissists that blame you for what they have done. They blame you for what they have been through. They blame you for what is happening in the relationship or in the marriage or in the partnership, whatever you are doing. They blame you for whatever is going on because it's easy. That's the easy way to do stuff right there, y'all. It's the easiest way to get rid of shame. It's to blame the other person for whatever is going on. It just absolutely is. So I'm just telling people, just like, if you're dealing with a narcissist, toxic person, or whoever, and they are blaming you for everything that's going on, that's why. That's why they have to lie. Lying damn near is almost like breathing. You know, lying is almost as necessary as breathing to some narcissists and toxic people, because it allows us to live and stay alive. You know, it allows us to have some type of sanity, allows us to have some type of reprieve and practice ourselves and heal ourselves. It allows us to do that. It just does. It's healing. Yeah, it's a healing and growth. It allows us to shake free and just get rid of the shame. So you're not the only person being lied to, y'all. When I tell y'all, I tell people that it just kind of blows their minds. Like, you're not the only person that is being lied to here. They are lying to, like, the lie has to go. I'm laughing, y'all, because it sounds stupid. But the lie has to be filtered through the narcissist, right? It has to be filtered through us. It has to be filtered through us. Then it comes to you. The lie is filtered through us. Then it comes to you, just like that. You know? It is how it goes. It comes through us and it goes to you. And then sometimes it comes through us and it sounds stupid to us. And we still say it to you and it sounds stupid. But sometimes y'all believe it. Sometimes you don't believe it. You know, as long as I said it, do I believe it? No. Narcissists don't believe their own lies. They don't believe their own lies. A lot of narcissists, they don't believe that those little small lies, they absolutely do not believe. This shirt I have on right now is not black. I know it's blue. I know this shirt is blue, but if I told you it was black, that's a lie that I know is a lie. You know, but a lie that I've told over time repeatedly is no longer a lie to me. Now it might be my truth. You know what I mean? But if I repeat the lie in my head like a mantra, it's like, who it is your fault. It is your fault. It's their fault. It's not my 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 fault. If I repeat it like a mantra, then it kind of becomes my truth. It's not the truth. It's not the, it's still a lie. It's still a lie. If I say it out loud, it's still a lie, but it becomes a version of my truth. It's my truth now. You see, I know it was a lie originally, but now whatever happened is convoluted. Whatever happened is unpredictable. You know, now it's my truth. Now it's my truth. Like, you see what I'm saying? That's how it goes. So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person or whoever, just understand this is the space that you're probably going to be in with this person. You know, this is it. Like, they're going to lie to you, but they lie to themselves first because they need to shake loose of that shame. They need to shake loose of shame. Shame got to be shake. You got to shake loose of shame like this, like a little shame-free dance. I got to get rid of it. I got to shake free of it, because if I cannot shake free of shame, if I'm weighed down by shame, if shame is taking over my life, there's nothing I can do. I'm damn near inoperative. I can't do anything else. I cannot move forward with my life. I cannot do anything else if I'm feeling like a bad person. Because getting deep into shame and feeling that shame can make you spiral. That's why I call y'all hear people say the shame spiral. You know, it starts a shame spiral. If I don't get rid of this shame, then more shame comes in and I just start spinning with shame. I don't like that. The person that you're dealing with, doesn't like it either. So that's what happens a lot of time in these toxic relationship dynamics, y'all. They get a hold to you, they lie to you, they manipulate you, and they keep doing BS to you and messing with you. That's part of it, you know? But they lie to themselves first because they don't want to. The truth hurts. The truth hurts the narcissist. The truth hurts the narcissist, y'all. Deeply. The truth deeply hurts the narcissist that you're dealing with. It deeply hurts them. And this is not me trying to get y'all to feel sorry for a narcissistic person in your life. Y'all know I don't do that. This is not the feel sorry for narcissist channel. This is the hold that person accountable. And if they are willing to be held accountable, hey, good for them. Let them do the work. If they're not, we keep it in moving. You mean? We keep it in moving. Just in that space right there. I just feel like if you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, and this is where it's going, you feel like they're lying to you. They're lying to themselves too. Don't feel sorry. Do not feel sorry for them about lying to themselves. Yeah, you can have some empathy towards them. But y'all, pathological liars pathologically lie to everybody, including themselves. Like, they don't, the truth, they lie so much that the truth gets mixed up. They don't know what the hell the truth is. Like, they know the baseline of it. Yeah, I lied. Yeah, I cheated. But who caused this? Who caused me to do this? Who caused this to happen? You see what I'm saying? Like, they know the truth is in there somewhere. But it's just like it's like the center of something. It's like digging to like the center of the earth. It's like the truth is at the core. You know how hard it is to get. You know how hard it is to get to the core of the earth. Nobody's ever been there before. Probably never get there before because so much pressure and heat and stuff like that. Nobody's ever been there before. Nobody ever will go there. So you might not ever discover the truth. You see, it is in that space right there because they protect the truth like a precious gem, because the truth hurts. Like one of the main, I don't know if y'all know Alex Murdoch from South Carolina, the old attorney that got convicted of unaliving his wife and his son, Alex Murdoch. Check him out if y'all know who he is. Like, he clearly, to me and to the jury, unalived his son and his wife, right? He was the only one there, the only one had access to the weapons. Everybody knows he did it, but he's going to take that lie to the grave, because if he's telling everybody else this lie, you see what I'm saying? He might as well tell himself the same lies. Like, I didn't unalive my wife and kids. Somebody else did it. Delusions. Everybody know he did it. You know what I mean? Everybody know he did it. So he's lying to himself, and he's lying to everybody else. You know? He's lied to himself about doing it, and he's lied to everybody else. That's how he's trying to convince himself that he's not at fault for taking the life of his wife and his son. So narcissistic people will take their lies to the grave, including internally, because they don't want to deal with the shame. It's just like, oh, you did it. I did do it. No, because if you tell yourself the truth, accountability comes with that. And along with accountability comes shame. Narcissistic people are trying to avoid shame at all costs. They don't want to deal with the shame. They want to shake free of the shame, y'all. They just do. They don't want to deal with it. They're going to get loose and break the ties that bind. Break the shameful ties that bind. You see? But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. Y'all see the Self-Love Brand I'm Grateful shirt on. Make sure, if you made it this far, make sure you like and subscribe to the channel, y'all, because it helps me out, and it helps everybody else out as well, y'all. Doesn't cost anything to subscribe to the channel. I appreciate y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you didn't know, we wrote a kids book called Remember It's Not Your Fault to help kids understand that they are not in control of whatever circumstances they were born into. Talk about boundaries, telling the truth, all of that stuff, y'all. It's available on Amazon right now, or the link in my description of every single video or podcast that you listen to. Thank you so much. Remember, it's not your fault. Peace.